Support for KNKX comes from Central Co-op, celebrating their new Tacoma location opening in early 2018 on North Pearl Street. Merged with the Tacoma Food Co-op in 2015, Central Co-op is a community-owned grocery store open to everyone. More at centralcoop.coop.
We have some tomato talk for you here on KNKX. Our food commentator Nancy Leeson was wowed by the red ripeness she saw at a Eugene farmer's market recently. 88.5's Dick Stein has a secret ingredient that he likes to add to the puree made from his own crop. They'll also talk about a primal scream from the tomato jungle on Food for Thought.
Tommy Tomato, so everyone said, used to be green before he was red. That was my piano exercise when I was a little kid. Probably the main reason I didn't keep up my piano lessons. I've been singing about tomatoes. You want to talk about them?
The most gorgeous tomatoes I've ever seen in my life at the Lane County Saturday Farmers Market in downtown Eugene, where I was visiting just last week.
So how many of these wonders did you haul home with you, Nance?
None, Stein. I just wasn't in a position to take home a box of the San Marzanos that were unbelievable.
So what's so hot about these San Marzanos?
Funny you should ask. Those are the ones that are traditionally grown in the shadow of Mount Vesuvius. Here in the U.S., the tomatoes are from San Marzano seeds that may be grown elsewhere, though I rarely see them in the Seattle area farmers markets.
Now, those are the same thing as Romas, right?
They're shaped like Romas, but slimmer and pointier, and both are used for making tomato sauce and paste. But the San Marzanos have thicker flesh, fewer seeds, and their flavor is less acidic than Romas.
That's what I'm growing. I've got three huge, bushy Roma tomato plants.
So how bushy were they, Stein?
They were so bushy that... Hey, Lord of the Apes, swing on someone else's tomatoes.
Is your plan to make tomato sauce out of those, or are you just going to slice them up?
Now, I don't really like to eat raw tomatoes. I make sauce out of them entirely. I cook them down a little bit and run them through a food mill to make a puree, and then cook that down and bag it up and freeze it for the winter. And you know what I do? I always put one or two tomato leaves in there with it, and it really boosts the flavor, I think.
Huh. When you smack your hand against a tomato plant, you get that smell from those leaves.
Yeah,
so that
would
have never dawned on me. Anyway, I cannot wait to get my hands on some great tomatoes here, and this is a good time for it. Unlike you, I much prefer eating tomatoes raw when they're good. And this is the only time of year that you're really going to get a beautiful tomato flavor. That's simple. Just a little bit of salt, maybe some olive oil.
I'm surprised you're not growing your own, Nance.
I am growing tomatoes. I grew three plants, two died, one lived, the Romas. Unlike you with three big bushes of Romas, I only got three tomatoes. I stink at gardening, but I'm great at reading. While I was in Eugene, I happened onto this incredible bookstore called the Smith Family Bookstore. It's been around for decades. I found the most wonderful book. It's called American Food, The Gastronomic Story. It's a history of American food, written in 1975 by Evan Jones. His name may not be familiar to food people as much as his wife, Judith Jones, who was a famous editor who passed away just a couple weeks ago, edited John Updike and Julia Child and James Beard. Anyway, in this book, there's a history of every kind of foodstuff you can imagine eating or finding in the United States, of course, including tomatoes. And one of them was Mrs. Randolph's scalloped tomatoes. Here's what you do. Peel the skin from a large, full, ripe tomato, put a layer in the bottom of a deep dish, cover it well with bread grated fine, sprinkle on pepper and salt, and lay some bits of butter over them. Put another layer on each till the dish is full. Let the top be covered with crumbs and butter. Bake to a nice brown. That's the whole recipe. Baked tomatoes, breadcrumbs, salt and pepper, butter.
The wording sounds sort of like mid or early 19th century. Did I hit it right?
Yes, you did. And there's plenty of that in here. American Food, The Gastronomic Story.
With KNKX's tomato matron,
Nancy Leeson. He's Dick.
A.K.A. Tommy Tomato.
Stein.